Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. With the price of gold now at record high prices and silver at its highest levels in more than 7 years, we are getting more inquiries from people asking if it is too late to purchase physical precious metals. That's a smart question. From the bottom of mid-March through the COMEX close 2 days ago, the price of gold jumped more than 38%, and silver was up almost 150%. With those results, you might think that the era of cheap gold and silver was over. However, it is likely that the largest part of rising gold and silver prices is in the future. Look at what happened during the Great Recession just over a decade ago. Gold and silver prices hit their bottom near the end of October 2008. From the recession-era bottoms, gold rose more than 159% over the following 35 months. 60% of the increase occurred in just over the last year of the boom. In comparison, today's 38% increase since March looks to be just getting started. As for silver, from its recession-era bottom, it soared over 400% in the following 30 months. 75% of the price rise occurred during the final quarter of the boom. The impressive gains since March look to be just an appetizer for what will likely be greater price increases. Rising gold and silver prices are occurring at a time of extreme shortage of physical precious metals. The boom in gold and silver this time around is being further pushed by a fall in the value of the U.S. dollar because of soaring government spending and debt. After the U.S. dollar index reached a 17-year high in mid-March, it has fallen 10%. It is now near a 2-year low. We expect it to keep dropping. Is there still time to take advantage of what may be far higher gold and silver prices in the coming months? There is some risk that prices could stall or decline from current levels, but the odds look overwhelmingly in favor of today's gold and silver buyers being happy in the near future. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.